On Tuesday, March 3rd, 2005, Citizenship and Immigration Canada deported Firaz Abu Zamal, a stateless Palestinian refugee originally from Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus, Syria. The case of Firaz Abu Zamal represents another stark illustration of the ongoing injustices committed against Palestinian refugees by Immigration Canada. Currently, there are more than 100 Palestinian refugees facing deportation at the hands of Citizenship and Immigration Canada. For more than 2 years, the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees has been organizing against the ongoing crisis of deportation within the Palestinian community in Montreal and throughout Canada. We will now hear an interview recorded live on CKUT Radio just prior to the deportation of Firaz Abu Zamal, while Firaz was incarcerated at Citizenship and Immigration Canada's jail in Montreal, the, quote, Immigration Prevention Center, just outside of Montreal in Laval.
I'm here almost like 3 weeks, you know, and I have deportation order today. You know, as I told you, my name is Firaz. I'm Palestinian from Yarmouk. I'm Palestinian. I came to Canada like 3 years. I came to this country because I heard that this country respects human rights. And I thought that I'm going to live far away of my problem. I born with no paper, I born with no citizenship, born with any IDs, you know. I left my family, I decide to study medical, I finish medical university and I got a good medical degree. I tried to do my best to help my family, to help myself when I came here. I asked for refugee when I came in Toronto Airport, you know, and they put me in detention center Toronto for 40 days. They give me paper as a refugee, and I did my best to work as a doctor here. They told me that I need Canadian experience, and I asked to get some money to study. They told me I have no right because I'm not landed, I'm not citizenship. I tried to work in construction. I worked in that about 3 years. All that time I wait when I'm gonna have my hearing. When I had my hearing last summer, I thought that I'm gonna get here proof and I'm gonna get my paper. But problem is the judge, he told me, all right, we're gonna send you the answer by mail 2 months after they sent for me refuse. I don't understand until now for what reason. After they brought me here to Laval Detention Center, I'm here like 3 weeks. I did my best here to get chance. They told me you have no chance here to stay and you have to leave the country. And that's what they're going to do today. And I saw here too many people. One guy, he's a Palestinian who was with me. He's from West Bank, Ramallah. And he got refused twice and he want to try his last chance, and I don't know where they can send him after. One guy, I asked him, he's Lebanese, he been here 16 months. 16 months he been in detention center, and since he came to the airport until now, and they want to deport him. I just wondering what human rights they talking about in here. You know, we left everything behind when we came here. And I'm asking anyone who's know what human right is to help us.
Tell us what you would say to the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration Canada or the Prime Minister of this country regarding their policy of deportation of Palestinian refugees. You're from Yarmouk camp in Damascus. There's many other Palestinians who are from the refugee camps in Lebanon. And as you mentioned, also from West Bank and Gaza who are facing deportation. If you had a couple of words to say to the immigration minister or the Prime Minister of Canada regarding this reality of deportation of Palestinian refugees, what would you say?
I just want to tell them that we, as a Palestinian refugee, we born refugee, we born with no paper, and we first people, I want to tell them, as a Palestinian, we have first rights to get paper, but we didn't. Me, for example, I didn't get my chance to get paper in this country. I don't know for what reason. If we talk about immigration and... I feel that I'm... Because what's my problem? My problem because I born with black hair, because I born Palestinian, because I born with no paper. I told you that we left everything just to come here, and now they want to deport us, and I don't know in real what's going to happen to me, and I don't know if they care or not, you know, about us as a human being, you know.
You have been listening to an interview with Firaz Abu Zamal, a stateless Palestinian refugee originally from Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus, Syria. Firaz was deported from Canada on Tuesday, May 3rd, 2005. This interview was recorded live on CKUT Radio just prior to the deportation while Firaz was incarcerated at Citizenship and Immigration Canada's jail in Montreal, the quote, Immigration Prevention Center in Laval, just outside of the city. The case of Firaz Abu Zamal represents another stark illustration of the ongoing injustices committed against Palestinian refugees by Immigration Canada. Currently, there are more than 100 Palestinian refugees facing deportation. For more than 2 years, the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees has been organizing against the ongoing crisis of deportation within the Palestinian community in Montreal and throughout Canada. For more information on the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees, visit refugees.resist.ca. That's refugees.resist.ca. This interview was recorded and produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe.